You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. Today's train ride is extra special, because our friend Nena and her son Elijah have choo-choo chosen to join us. Oh, I just love traveling with all of my friends on the story train, don't you? One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where story train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone, it's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short rainbow tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're beside a tree. And in that tree lies a snoozing, sleeping bear. You may know that bears hibernate, which means that they sleep for a long time in the winter. But do you know why bears hibernate? Today's story is going to take you back to the very beginning, when the first bear took the first long winter sleep. It's called Why Bears Sleep All Winter. Once upon a time, little Rupert Rabbit lived in the woods. He was a very serious and busy rabbit, always keeping his head down and working hard, never causing any trouble at all. But Rupert Rabbit had a problematic neighbor. Just a few trees away from his own burrow lived a big, brown, brutish bear named Berry Bear. Now, I know what you're thinking. Rabbits are all mischievous, just like Peter Rabbit. But back in the old days, I'm telling you that they truly were the easiest animals to get along with in the entire woods. Why, little Rupert Rabbit never troubled any of the other woodland creatures. He didn't meddle with their laundry, or nick their food, or play any pranks on them at all. In fact, he was a very helpful member of the woods community. In the fall, he gathered his acorns and his nuts. He'd even share a few with his friends the squirrels when they asked. On frosty mornings, he would actually work with Felix the Fox. While Felix Fox pulled up turnips, Rupert Rabbit picked cabbage and gathered carrots and parsnips. Teamwork made the dream work as far as Rupert Rabbit was concerned, and he was very well liked and appreciated. When the winter came, Rupert never failed to share his supplies with a wandering field mouse or a traveling chipmunk. He was kind. But back in the early days of long ago, old Barry Bear was not kind, and he was certainly not content to do his own housekeeping and supplies gathering. He would doze in the sun and slurp wild honey in the summer. In the winter, he'd always be trying to steal food from the other animals, as he'd been far too lazy to collect his own stock during the warmer months. Barry Bear was full of mischief, and he was always, always playing tricks. And of all the creatures of the wood, the animal he loved to trouble the most was his closest neighbor, the hard-working, thoughtful little Rupert Rabbit. Just as soon as Rupert Rabbit would move to a new tree stump to start a fresh burrow and fill it with food to escape Barry Bear, along Barry would come and carry off all of Rupert's supplies. Just as soon as Rupert Rabbit filled his burrow house with dry, warm leaves for a bed, what do you know, but lazy, lumbering Barry Bear would come along and try to squeeze himself into the bed too. Though of course he was too big. Rupert's bed would always become broken, and off he would hop again to make yet another home for himself. It was exhausting, and at last Rupert Rabbit could stand it no longer. So he went to all his friends in the woods to ask their advice for getting Barry Bear to stop harassing him. The first friend he met was Freddy Frog, sitting on the edge of the pond and sticking his feet in the nice, cool mud.
"What shall I do, Freddy Frog?" asked Rupert Rabbit. "Barry Bear will not leave me alone."
"Ribbit, let us ask Sally Squirrel," said Freddy Frog.
So the two went to Sally, cracking nuts in the hickory tree.
"Ribbit, what shall we do, Sally Squirrel?" asked Freddy Frog. "Barry Bear will not leave our friend Rupert Rabbit alone."
"Let us ask Molly Mole," said Sally Squirrel, dropping her nuts. So the three went to where Molly Mole was digging the cellar for a new house, and they said, "What shall we do, Molly Mole? Barry Bear will not leave sweet Rupert Rabbit alone." "Ah, let us ask Felix Fox," said Molly Mole. So Molly Mole and Sally Squirrel and Freddy Frog and Rupert Rabbit went to where Felix Fox was combing his lovely orange fur behind a bush, and they said to him, "What shall we do, Felix Fox? Barry Bear will not leave Rupert Rabbit alone."
"Ah, let us go to Barry Bear," said Felix Fox, who was very cunning indeed.
So they all went together, and they searched and searched for old Barry Bear, but they could not find him. They looked high, and they looked low, until at last they peeped in a large hollowed tree. There lay lazy Barry Bear, fast asleep.
"Hush," said Felix Fox, "I have a plan."
Then he whispered to Freddy Frog,
"Bring a little mud."
And he whispered to Sally Squirrel,
"Bring some leaves."
And he whispered to Molly Mole,
"Bring some dirt."
And to Rupert Rabbit, Felix Fox said,
"Stand ready to do what I tell you."
So Freddy Frog brought mud, Sally Squirrel brought leaves, Molly Mole brought dirt, and Rupert Rabbit stood ready. Then Felix Fox said to Rupert Rabbit,
"Stop up the ends of Barry Bear's log. Just close up the hollowed tree so he thinks it's night."
So Rupert Rabbit took the mud and the leaves and the dirt, and he stopped up the ends of the log. Then he hammered hard with his two back feet, which are good for hammering. And they all went home, for they thought that old naughty Barry Bear would never, never get out of the hollowed tree. Well, Barry Bear slept and slept, but after a while he awoke, and he opened one eye. He saw no sunshine, so he thought it was still night, and he went to sleep again. After another while, he woke again, but he heard the rain and the sleet beating outside, and it was very warm and dry inside the hollowed tree.
"Huh, What a very long night, said Old Berry Bear,
and he curled up his paws, and he went to sleep again. This time he just slept and slept, until it began to be very warm inside the tree, and he heard in his dreams the footsteps of little birds outside. Then he awoke properly at last, and he stretched himself, and he shook himself. He rubbed his eyes with his paws, and he poked away the mud and the leaves and the dirt, and he finally went outside. But was he not surprised? After all, it had been a frosty night when Berry Bear had gone to sleep, and now the woods were green. Berry Bear had slept all winter long.
Huh. Well, that was a fine long sleep. Oh, said Berry Bear as he set out for little Rupert Rabbit's house to see if he had anything good for breakfast. I shall sleep like that again next fall.
So every summer, Old Berry Bear still plays tricks on little Rupert Rabbit, but when the fall comes, he creeps away to a warm, dark place to sleep all the way until spring. And so have his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren ever since. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.